Washington, D.C., puppy allegedly stolen at gunpoint, charges not pursued against suspects. By Nick Gilbertson on April 18, 2022. Federal prosecutors in Washington, D.C., have opted not to pursue charges against four men after a puppy named Pablo, one of two dogs stolen during what police say was a possible crime spree on Wednesday, was allegedly discovered at a residence with the men Thursday night, according to reports. Authorities also arrested three juvenile boys, and all who were apprehended were charged with receiving stolen property. In a press release, the Metropolitan Police Department said the dog thefts took place just minutes apart on Wednesday and are being investigated as potentially being related to a larger crime spree that included an armed robbery and shooting, which happened shortly after the dog nappings. At approximately 4:12 p.m., multiple suspects exited a vehicle in the 5400 block of Kansas Avenue Northwest and approached Bruno's owner, the MPD said in a release. A suspect brandished a firearm and ordered the individual to turn over the one-year-old French bulldog, which the victim did. He was last seen with a black leash and collar. Just over 15 minutes later, at 4:29 p.m., multiple suspects exited a vehicle in the 2000 block of 8th Street, Northwest, and approached another individual. The Washington Post reported it was Rikolika, who was on a walk with his girlfriend Abby Sevcik, and their pooch Pablo, a 10-week-old Australian Shepherd. While Sevcik was inside a CVS, one of the suspects allegedly put a gun against Olika and demanded Pablo. He then turned the dog over, the MPD said. About 9 minutes later, at 4:38 p.m., members of the 5th District responded to the 2100 block of 4th Street, Northeast, after hearing the sounds of gunshots, the release said. Two men were found at the scene with apparent gunshot wounds and rushed to an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, according to the MPD. 10 minutes later, at 4:48 p.m., multiple suspects exited a vehicle in the 1300 block of 2nd Street, Northeast, and approached the victim, demanding the victim's property, according to police. Once a suspect allegedly flashed, the individual complied. On Thursday, authorities issued a warrant at a residence in the 1200 block of 18th Place in Northeast D.C., and found Pablo in the living room, Kane said Friday. She said that investigators also located drugs, more than 100 rounds of ammunition, an AR-15, and a .45 caliber handgun at the home. Seven men and boys ranging from 14 years old to 31 years old were arrested on receiving stolen property charges, the release stated. The MPD said that the four men arrested were 18-year-old Jamar White Strickland, of Northeast D.C., 19-year-old Charlie Laster, of Capitol Heights, MD, 27-year-old Lamonte Jackson, of Southeast D.C., and 31-year-old Kevin Jackson, of Northeast D.C. Three juvenile boys aged 14, 15, and 17 were also apprehended on the same charge. The 15-year-old, who is from Lanham, Maryland, was hit with additional charges connected to three armed carjackings from an April 12 crime spree, Kane said Friday. The U.S. Attorney's Office's announcement that it would not move forward with the receiving stolen property charges came Friday evening and noted that the men were released from custody, WTOP-FM reported. A spokesperson with the U.S. Attorney's Office provided a statement to Fox Digital. The U.S. Attorney's Office did not move forward Friday with charges against the four adults who were arrested. The investigation is continuing. And sick, we have no further comment at this time, the spokesman said. It is unclear whether the Office of the Attorney General for the District of Columbia intends to pursue the same charge against the three juveniles in the case, according to WTOP. On Saturday, Kane said the MPD intends to get the charges reinstated, according to the Washington Post. We're not closing it and moving on, she added. The outlet noted. Kane said police are gathering evidence to link the firearms, the drugs and the robberies to specific people. There also may be additional people sought who were not at the apartment during the raid. Kane said police learned of the apartment after they found a silver Audi believed to have been used in all of Wednesday's attacks. But they did not have sufficient evidence to charge anyone in the robberies or link them to the firearms found in the apartment. Pablo was reunited with his owners, who were immensely relieved to have him back safe and sound. We are so much better than we have been for the past 24 hours, owner Abby Sevcik told Fox 5 DC. We have Pablo back in our care, eating a bunch of food and running around.